We have Natalia Gorislavets, founder of My Pretty Israel. Natalia, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Yeah, hi, hi. Nice to hear you too. Hi.
Natalia, tell us about My Pretty Israel. What is it? How did it start? And what's your role in it?
Okay, I'm founder of the Instagram account, which is called My Pretty Israel. So the concept of the Instagram account is like people can see Israel in hundreds of beautiful eyes. So I choose pictures from photographers, bloggers, travelers. Sometimes I post my pictures and I show the country. Tell some more information about country. Sometimes it's something about historical things. Sometimes it's about holidays, you know, touristic places, restaurants, where can people traveling. So I just bring Israel to people wherever they are.
What a lovely, lovely idea, making it accessible and making it normal. Is it, are your reactions in the main, are they positive?
Of course, sometimes. Sometimes I have hate messages, but it's okay. In 2 years, I got used to it.
2 years you got used to it. Unfortunately, I think anybody who has a very public website with anything Israel-related is going to have issues in that regard. But Natalia, you yourself have an interesting story. You're an Olav from Russia, right?
Yes. Originally, I'm from Moscow. The first time I visited Israel, I was, I think, 19 years old. So after it, I had 10 years break, but I fell in love with the country. And in 2017, I returned in August. And that day, I think, I decided to move here to live. So it took 2 years to prepare everything for my moving. And after the second vacation in Israel, I started the account. I didn't have any expectations about it.
Yeah.
From the beginning, I just posted pictures because I missed Israel so much, and I kept pictures, and one day I just decided to share my visual concept with people about Israel. So, and I've been developing it, you know, I just fell in love with developing this Instagram page. And I saw a lot of positive reaction of people, so.
Natalia, I'm going to ask you such a stupid question that I'm almost embarrassed to be asking it, but it says a lot about me. I know how to get onto websites. I even know how to get onto Twitter. I've never been onto an Instagram site before. Do you need an account to go onto an Instagram account?
Usually, yes, yes. Usually, yes, you need to have an Instagram account. But I think if you open from the browser, from the link, you can just see it. And Instagram maybe will suggest you to make an account.
No, I'm just interested in the kind of reception you're getting. How many hits are you getting? What kind of publicity has the site had?
Now the account has 42,000 followers. Actually, almost 33,000 followers.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely remarkable. That is way bigger than I had anticipated it being. So the way to get on is what? My Pretty Israel.
Yes, My Pretty Israel. One word.
Natalia, kol hakavod, well done to you, and I wish you lots and lots of success with the site.
Thank you.